Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dance Talks. My guest today is Guy Davis, who's in a business that most people never heard of. He moves houses. I'm talking about giant mansions, small cottages, commercial buildings, puts them up on wheels. They weigh many, many tons and takes them out onto main roads. And it's almost like a parade when they finally do move the house from one place to another. And it's a very dangerous business. I'm glad to see that you are in one piece. I remember there was one gentleman who was a house moving business out here. It seems to be something done out on the East End that you don't see much elsewhere. Trying to remember his name, but he house fell.
Bob Canelli, your buddy Bob Canelli.
He was in a wheelchair after that, still moving houses.
That's right.
So it must be some kind of fun thing to do, I guess, besides that it's your business. Tell me how you got interested in this.
Well, I'm a fourth generation building mover. So my great grandfather started moving barns and on farms and ranches back in the 1890s, his three sons took over the company and started moving houses on barges and being very innovative and kept taking it to new levels, new technology. My father and my uncle took over the business, and then I took over from them. So we've been in business over 100 years.
Where were you born and raised? I presume Eastern Long Island.
We're born and raised in Blue Point, New York. The whole family's there. The shop is there. The shop's been there since 1900. The Davis family owned a large portion of Blue Point. My grandfather previously owned Davis Park. Fire Island was his. He had Davis Airfield, which is now the town of Islip's Airfield in Bayport, the Bayport Aerodrome. So we have a long history here in Blue Point, Bayport.
How old were you when you first went out and were with the grown-ups to move something this heavy?
I was 5 years old when I first started. And I would go on weekends and school holidays and during the summer, I would work for my dad, earning one silver dollar per week.
It's become, recently anyway, from what I've seen, actually, I've never seen it before, except to see you do it. It's being done with remote controls. Prior to this time, it was always big trucks hauling houses.
Mm-hmm.
I remember vividly how probably the largest job you've ever had, which was the moving of about eight or nine colonial houses from the DeMille family property in the Amagansett to what is now Town Hall. They were assembled there, and you had to put them close to one another so they could connect.
Yes.
These were all houses that they had purchased and had brought to their estate. They had about a 3-acre estate on
Further Lane. Yes.
They had them on the property there is because they wanted to preserve them.
Yes.
And that was about what? About 15 years ago now, I think.
When was that? 2016. Yeah.
What was that, recently? No.
Yeah, because I have the book. I don't know if you could see the magazine that they have.
Well, yes, they're the houses. You hold them up, you see them there.
Yeah, those are the houses. Then that's a, this is our trade magazine where we made the cover.
Yeah.
And they also wrote a book. Did you see the book, Further Lane, that they made?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good. They also have a book about the move. So that was, yeah, in 1515.
The largest job you ever had?
One of the largest, sure. You know, we move houses from Maine to Virginia. So we go out of state for big stuff. We've moved for Harvard Law School, Brown University, Princeton, where they do a lot of renovation and historical saving of the homes. But yeah, the six for down the road for East Hampton was a good project.
I guess the word that goes through my mind if I was part of this project would be the word carefully.
Yeah, very carefully, very carefully.
Also, you have to take down the power lines, which could disrupt things, and also electrical lines as well.
All the lines, yes, phone lines, cable, electric. You actually have to stay, keep the house at least 3 feet away from any live electric lines, because electricity can jump and it could jump into your house and start a fire as you're going down the road. So you have to be super cautious at all times.
From start to finish is a typical job. You have to move a house on the same property because the encroachment of the high water levels means you have to get from, mm-hmm, away from the ocean.
Yeah.
How long is it from when you're first and contracted to do a move like that until you finally do it?
The amount of time that I'm on the project?
Yeah.
I usually 1 to 2 weeks for me to move a house, start to finish for me.
So how is it lifted up with these, how they have what are these are not jacks made for this specific purpose. They're probably for used in many things to lift heavy things.
No, this is specific. Our jack machine is a unified jack machine, and our hydraulic jacks, everything is custom made for what we do in the house moving industry. And we have a very large association across the country and in many other countries that we have our trade magazine, and we can buy equipment that's necessary for what we do.
Tell me about a particular move of a house or project that comes to mind as something really interesting that you might want to talk about.
I think you might have been there when we did the Long Island Duck move. That was in 2008. We had moved that originally 20 years earlier off of its location,
right,
because they were afraid that the new developer was going to demolish the duck. So we pulled it out of there when I was a kid. And
explain this a moment to people. This is a 40-foot tall white duck made of concrete, I guess.
Yes, I have a picture of that too, the big duck.
And it was put on the side of the road in about 1930 by a local potato farmer or a chicken duck farm, and because you could go inside and buy roasters or I don't think they sold live ducks, but they would.
No, but it sold what it was meant to look like, a roadside duck.
Many people, I'm sure people are listening to this, have seen these incredible things, particularly in California, where they have something this giant 30-foot hot dog.
So ice cream cone.
This was this farmer's idea. It was up in Flanders, I think, originally, or up in Riverhead somewhere, Calverton, maybe.
Originally, it was in Riverhead, at a farm,
Tell me about the moving of the duck. It was a parade, as I recall. I was in that parade.
The first time or the second time? We moved it twice.
Both.
The first time, 25 years ago, there was the kids came out of school, actually, and there was a parade going down the street where we moved it to a temporary location at the park. The second time in 2008, we moved it at night. Yeah, in the darkness, which, you know, was which pretty park? Cool.
I'm just tell people it was in Hampton Bays, wasn't it? The park.
It was Hampton Bays on Route 24. Yeah.
It was a pony ride place, as I recall.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. But it was the, you know, it's great because I love, you know, the history of Long Island. We actually donated our services to move the duck to the town of Southampton, just to preserve and keep Long Island history alive. So, but it was very delicate. That duck actually is on wire mesh with 1 inch of plaster, and the inside is hollow. So it's like moving an egg, which could crack at any moment. So we had to be super careful with that. Yeah. We had that on remote control, which makes it even safer. And I was lucky enough to have my girls with me the second move, and my daughters, 8 and 10 years old, they helped drive the duck down Route 24, and it'll be something that they never forget.
It was moved. That's the road that goes between Riverhead and Hampton Bays, and it's about 8 miles. I think you must have moved it. Probably took you a couple of 3-4 hours to get it from one place to another.
It did. They had to lower the wires again. And as soon as we passed the wires, they had to put them back up so people wouldn't be out of electric in their homes. Another reason why we did it at night, so that it was less intrusive to homeowners.
But I'm sure the road had to be shut down during the move as well.
Completely shut down. 24 was completely shut down. And there were people outside all night long cheering us on and giving us coffee. And when we got there, it was early morning hours, and we probably had 50 or 60 people that came with us and walked the route. It was fun.
I think it seemed to me it was a high school band in there somewhere on one of the moves.
The first move had the band and the school, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's the largest project you've ever, not project, but largest structure you ever moved in one piece?
We've recently moved a 15,000 square foot home in North Haven. Wow. And that weighed over 500 tons. It was completely finished off inside, beautiful house. And they wanted it on a different location on the property. So we picked that up and put it on wheels and moved it to the new location. But that was very heavy. We moved St. Andrew's Dune Church.
Oh my God, that
back
was
in 97. And that was a pretty big structure.
Yeah.
And the challenge there was it was all irreplaceable stained glass.
Yes.
But, it was even too fragile to take out of the building. So I had to ensure that we would not crack any of the stained glass, which was a little unnerving for me. But we were able to move that off its location and put in a new foundation and then move it back again.
It was only moved about 20 or 30 feet, isn't it? Maybe a little more.
Well, we moved it across the street to in the parking lot to Agawam Lake Pond, and then moved it back again onto the new foundation.
I see.
It was on the ocean.
And I thought it was just a very small move. In fact, it moved. It's still where it was. It's just higher. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, we put it on wheels and took it right across the parking lot.
Do you ever have anything go wrong that you would want to confess to?
No, we've been pretty lucky with our house moves. I'm lucky that I learned from my grandfather and father. I'm still will pull tricks and little lessons that they taught me when I was 5 years old, 10 years old. And I'm very fortunate to have that toolbox, and safety is our main thing. So we're always very careful and safe. But there's a huge risk involved for sure. But we've been very fortunate.
Do you have kids who might move in to make the next generation?
You know, I have one daughter who's been at work with me on and off, and she says she wants to, and I'm I'm trying to get her to come with me and pass it on, be a fifth generation, because there's not a lot of house movers in the country anymore. So it's kind of a dying art. But as you said, East End of Long Island, currently, as of today, we have over 25 houses on the East End of Long Island lifted that are in the process of new basements or relocation, and all types of home improvements. So it's a booming business. It's very niche, and you need to have a lot of experience to do it. But we remain very successful at it.
What's the most historic building that you've ever moved?
We moved one in Stamford, Connecticut a few years back that was one of the oldest homes in Stamford. And I think that was the late 1600s, early 1700s. We moved that to a historic location.
What's the furthest you've ever moved a house?
Well, we also moved by barge. And if we want to go some distance, we can put a building on the water and we can go from one end of Long Island to the other. We've moved all around Shelter Island by barge. When I was younger, we would move houses from Nassau County and we would take Sunrise Highway and go all the way out to the Hamptons. So, you know, the furthest back in the day would be 50 miles, 60 miles.
Is it something that goes on around the country that I just never noticed until I moved out here when I was 15?
I think the statistics are there's more house moving per square mile on Long Island than anywhere in the United States. That's for sure.
Why do you think?
Well, we have different aspects, right? So as opposed to being in the middle of the country, we have houses that are in danger from ocean and erosion. We have houses that got flooded during Superstorm Sandy, where we lifted over 1,000 houses after Sandy. We have houses that want to be relocated on their land and get to a more desirable location. Maybe they were built back in the day too close to the road and they have acres of property and we pick the house up and move it to the back of the property and it's like they're in the country again. A big part of our work is putting brand new basements under homes. So we have a lot going on in Sag Harbor right now. Many were COVID buys and the owners now want to lift their house. They want to dig down under the house and basements are more becoming livable space. People will put in a wine cellar, movie theater, gym, extra bedrooms, and it's all underground. So we're going down.
What's your phone number? Anybody watching or listening to this, if they wanted to move their house just on a whim, you know?
Yeah. Our phone number is 631-288-1881. And our website is davisbuildingmovers.com, where we have some nice pictures. And you can contact our office.
Are you backed up in orders or are you current?
We're pretty current. Like I said, we go, you know, we turn a lot of volume. We'll move 100 houses per year. So we're on a house, you know, for sometimes a week or so. So as I said, now we have 25 in progress. And we just keep going steadily.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast. I enjoyed talking to you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Dan. All right, take care.